While the pandemic continues to impact communities across the nation, there's no longer a federal policy in place to prevent evictions. The Supreme Court ruled against the Biden administration's eviction moratorium on August 26th, ending protections that were supposed to extend into early October. As Katie Myers reports, here in the Ohio Valley, the eviction moratorium was one of the few things keeping some families afloat, and its ending has created new health risks.
It's a short drive from Interstate 75 to the Relax Inn in Richmond, Kentucky. Melanie Poor and her husband Cody have been staying there since last week after their landlord took advantage of the end of the CDC eviction moratorium.
We were praying that it would stay in effect because that would keep us in our home at least 3 months or so.
After years as a server at a restaurant, Melanie developed a lung disease that forced her to stop working. Cody supported the family with a landscaping job. And that was fine. Until suddenly, COVID-19 knocked their lives off balance.
I had a quarantine, and then somebody at work was around it. Then somebody else got it, had a quarantine. I ain't been able to really work in a month and a half now.
The protections of the early pandemic kept them from free fall, says Melanie.
We had the stimulus checks. We had unemployment. We had, you can't get evicted.
Since their eviction, the Poors have applied to 7 homes. One almost came through, but when the landlords saw they were getting assistance to pay for it, they stopped responding. The Poors are trying not to worry their kids who are staying with family. But the longer things go, the harder it feels to look on the bright side.
Well, I have my husband telling me, we're going to get through this. It's going to get better. But at the same time, you have sunk in such a depression.
Research shows that especially in a pandemic, evictions can have lasting health impacts for kids and parents alike. Megan Hatch is an associate professor at Cleveland State University.
Folks who had been evicted were more likely to report having a depression or anxiety disorders, even 7-8 years later.
Hatch says when you combine higher eviction rates in a region with lower vaccination rates, it's a bad situation.
Sheltering in place, staying at home. Well, that only works if you have a safe, healthy, secure place to live.
What are you looking for really in this case? Are you looking for the money that you're owed, or are you looking for them to be out?
Looking for them to be out.
Caitlin McDaniel is a legal aid attorney in southeastern Ohio. She's been on the front lines, helping those not protected anymore by the moratorium. She says after the Supreme Court ruled against the moratorium in late August, cases spiked.
It was, you know, found to be unconstitutional, and then we did have a pretty sharp increase.
McDaniel and others with Southeastern Ohio Legal Services say the lack of affordable housing in the region is compounding the issue for their clients. And one county eviction judge won't allow them to host a clinic anymore now that the moratorium has been repealed.
He felt that there was not a need for the clinic anymore, and he said there wasn't space for us.
Back at the hotel in Kentucky, Melanie Poor says she sees lots of need around her.
This place is like packed with people who have some of the kind of same story due to being evicted last year.
For Cody Poor, it's hard to think more than a couple of days ahead, let alone find a job when he doesn't know where he'll be next week.
One minute, you got a roof over your head, you're working paycheck to paycheck, but you're staying afloat. And then you're in a hotel, everything was fine, and then it seems like on a roller coaster straight down.
A few days after this interview, the Poors found a place to rent and were able to move out of the motel. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Katie Myers.
The Ohio Valley Resource has support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and this station. You can find this story at our website, wkyufm.org.